Happy September. Every month on the 1st, I stop what I'm doing to be in touch with all of you who are interested in the profession of an author illustrator, or anyone who is curious about how children's books are made. It is highly individualized, and perhaps that's why I'm so intrigued by my work. Not only does every author have their own approach, but it seems like every book I do is different. I am almost half of the way through the finishes for The Turnip, a Russian folktale that I have retold and modified a bit. At the moment, I am coming back from a week in Okinawa, Japan, where I was visiting with my daughter, son-in-law, and two young grandchildren. I did bring some artwork with me to do at odd moments and during breaks in the travel. I need to use every minute available to get my book done on time. Because of my very detailed style, it takes me at least a week of steady work just to complete one page. Sometimes I even bring a page in the car and paint as we travel, but I only work on the simple designs. Okinawa is a beautiful tropical island in the Japanese archipelago where the ocean is never far away. We took advantage of the nice weather and water conditions to do some snorkeling. There are accessible coral reefs everywhere, and it was wonderful to see the colorful reef fish, sea creatures, and coral. The big excitement for that day was a giant, bristly maroon hermit crab with teal spots, teal being one of my granddaughter's favorite colors. The kids have seen an octopus, a colorful moray eel, a lionfish, and some brightly colored sea slugs. Another highlight was a huge baby blue sea star. Okinawa has one of the most celebrated aquariums in the world, and it was quite something to see many of the creatures in the wild and then be able to take a closer look in the aquarium, besides seeing some of the rarer creatures, such as their two beautiful whale sharks. The whale sharks are graceful and stunning with their milky white ventral side and blue dorsal side with a white tic-tac-toe pattern that is unique. All I could think of was the incredible beauty and variety of the color patterns. It made me feel daunted, but inspired too. When we got home, I drew some of the fish and my granddaughter Torin colored them in. I am on the lookout for a set of sparkly gel markers, which will help the fish look more realistic. Nothing can really ever capture their beauty. I am looking forward to being home and doing my artwork full time, although I will miss my family. I can't wait to see little Snow the bunny we got last June. Kim, the woman who takes care of my chickens when I'm away, has kept rabbits for many years, and Kim and her son have been giving little Snow lots of attention while we were away. He will probably be going on the book tour with us. When I reflect on my job, in some ways it seems so simple. I sit down with a big piece of paper and paint, but the results are all part of my experiences and time commitments. I don't think I'll ever figure out a formula for how much time and effort I should spend with all my loves and interests. One thing is very important to me, though. I greatly look forward to meeting all the book lovers that will want autographed books on the book tour that will be coming up this December. My husband Joe and I were thrilled at how many readers have entered the Lunch on the Bus contest. We're looking forward to that chapter of our lives. Happy reading, drawing, and creating. Your friend, Jan Brett.